بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اشعار آف حضرت پومز حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ پومز will be rendered now, and they've got great lessons for us. Let us try and listen attentively, and even if we don't understand Urdu, but let us try to listen and we will benefit tremendously. After that, the translation will also be done, inshallah. And pay attention to that also. And let us try and benefit the maximum from these gatherings, inshallah. And one little reminder for all of us, whenever we attend such a gathering, anywhere, even when we come for namaz, always let us try and make the niyat that we are going to meet our Muslim brothers for the pleasure of Allah. Because we will be meeting, we do meet one another, and there are so great rewards for meeting a Muslim brother for the pleasure of Allah. Just like Jamaats go out for Gasht, and they go and meet the Muslim brothers, very, very great ibadah. So every time, if in fact a ustad goes and teaches class, it's also all his Muslim brothers. Every time we go to masjid, in fact, even make the niyat when we go back home, our wives, also our Muslim sisters, and we're going to meet them for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and we will talk about it. So this will make us talk about deen also, and inshallah in that we will get such rewards which we cannot imagine. Allah give us all tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Asharaf wa Hazrat Wala Shaykh Awwal Rumi Waq Tabriz Dora Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Ahtatab Nawar Allah Markadahu. ٹائٹل آف نظم از انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو, جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو, راہ فنا سے رہبر راہ خدا ہوئے. راہ فنا سے رہبر راہ خدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, دیکھا اسی کو فائز منزل سلوک میں, دیکھا اسی کو فائز منزل سلوک میں, جو منزل مجاز سے بالکل جدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. پالا پڑا ہے جن کو پلا تم کی موج سے, پالا پڑا ہو جن کو پلا تم کی موج سے, گمراہ کشتیوں کے وہی نا خدا ہوئے. گمراہ کشتیوں کے وہی نا خدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. تقریر میں اگر نہیں شامل ہے درد دل, تقریر میں اگر نہیں شامل ہے درد دل, صدہ صدا کے ساتھ بھی وہ بے صدا ہوئے. صدہ صدا کے ساتھ بھی وہ بے صدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر ہے سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے,
راہ وفا میں آہ جو فانی نہ ہو سکے، راہ وفا میں آہ جو فانی نہ ہو سکے، کہلا کے با خدا بھی وہ نہ با خدا ہوئے، کہلا کے با خدا بھی وہ نہ با خدا ہوئے، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے، انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے، اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی، اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی، اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی، اہل خرد کو دیکھا وہ ان پر فدا ہوئے، اہل خرد کو دیکھا کہ ان پر فدا ہوئے، جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو، جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے راہ فنا سے رہبر راہ خدا ہوئے، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے، انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى. It's very beautiful bayan of our illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Blaze Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat is explaining us that why Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave us this life, how we should pass every breath of our life, and then our life will really become valuable in this world already, and our real life of Akhirat will become extremely enjoyable. And how to get this, Hazrat explains, anfas zindagi ke jo un par fida huye, that a person realizes this life has been given to me by Allah Rabbul Izzat, so every breath of mine I should sacrifice in being loyal to Allah Rabbul Izzat. When Allah has given me my life, and not only given me my life is in control of Allah, in the control of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So I should sacrifice every breath of mine in the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to be loyal to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And one aspect with regard to tasawwuf, which they call pass and fast, that a person make zikr in such a way that taking Allah's name, you breathe in and you breathe out Allah. Our Dada Shaykh Arif Billah, what a great love of Allah and a recognize of Allah. Hazrat taught us what is the reality of pass and fast. Many a times a person gets just carried away making zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but staying away from the disobedience of Allah, then I am negligent. So Hazrat explains that pass and fast means unfast every breath, and pass to be watchful over every breath of ours. In other words, every moment of my life, what is the object and purpose, that I should not be living in the disobedience of Allah. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has granted us this opportunity to come in these Mubarak Majalis, where the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who have got in their heart this pass and fast, that every moment they are worried, that two things they are worried of, that a moment mustn't pass in my life in the disobedience of Allah. And when Malakul Maut comes, then Allah Ta'ala must be extremely happy with me. What if Kamil Iman I have to leave the world. So Allah Ta'ala has brought us here, we should make this niyat also, that Allah Ta'ala gives us the reality of these things, and it can just penetrate our heart. Then we'll see what is the enjoyment and reality of life. So Father Hazrat explains on Farsi Zindagi ke jo un par fida huye, shams to kamar bhi saamne ke unke gada huye, that a person who is now conscious and realizes that I should pass my life in this way, that every breath of mine must be in the loyalty of Allah, in obeying Allah's command, and it is only for our benefit. All the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has made only for our benefit. So by obeying Allah's command, we are benefiting ourselves. But Allah ta'ala's kindness is such that we obey Allah's command, Allah rewards us. And Allah ta'ala grants us His closeness. And such closeness and such honor a person will get in this world, that Hazrat says, comes to Qamar, the sun and the moon, in other words, in the heavens also, Malaika will respect you. On the earth, all the people will respect you. They will become like humble slaves in front of you. And just not that you will feel very great, but this will be the special favor of Allah. As it comes clearly in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith Qudsi, that Allah ta'ala mentioned that a person who becomes the beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Allah ta'ala tells Jibreel alayhi salam that I love this person, you also must love him. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam starts loving that person. Allah ta'ala tells him, announced in the heaven, that I love this person, you love him, that all should love him. So all the malaika start loving him. So in the heavens he becomes the beloved of Allah already. Then it is announced, Jibreel alayhi salam announces on the earth that Allah ta'ala loves the servant, you also should love that servant. And we see automatically, without hearing the announcement, people just become attracted to such personalities. And we see all our pious elders, forget the believers, forget the pious, even the non-believers. We see Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he visited our country, in such a condition when you are paralyzed, everybody, all non-Muslims, police force, everybody respected Hazrat. What was this? This is the clear sign that this announcement was made. And all our pious servants of Allah, wherever they go, non-Muslim says, these are the men of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we also, if we want this reality to come to us, but that is not the real object and purpose of coming here. The object and purpose is that we learn how to sacrifice our lives for the pleasure of Allah. And Hazrat says that now in coming here, Allah has made the system that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. If you want to know how to sacrifice every breath of yours, which you can be termed as taqwa, you get this love of Allah, this consciousness of Allah, where will you get it? You have to come to the true pious servants of Allah. And when you come to the pious servants of Allah, one best way is that who your heart gets connected to, that you think this is a real pious servant, and your heart gets connected, then make your contact with such a person. Become bad to such a person. And now when you become bad to such a person, now become humble in that company. In other words, listen attentively, pay attention. And in this way, Hazrat further explained what is the etiquette of coming to a sheikh and getting bad to a sheikh. Jisne utaya sheikh ke naze tariqu, rai fana se rehbari rai khuda huye. That coming to a sheikh, this is a very delicate part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the sheikh will teach us this path towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. But this path towards Allah Rabbul Izzat is a very delicate path. The sheikh will immediately make out all our nakra, all our pride, etc. And if a person just pays attention and he passes through this path, whatever the sheikh tells him, no objection, no unnecessary excuses, like myself, Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, that we realize that we should just submit ourselves humbly. So much so, our Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh has taught us that how you should submit yourself in front of a Shaykh. If your Shaykh, your Hazrat tells you to jump in the pond of water and see that you don't get wet, immediately you just jump in that pond of water. And when you come out and Hazrat asks you, why did you get wet? You don't don't say that, obviously I have to get wet. You immediately you say, Hazrat, please make me maaf. It is my stupidity, my ignorance. So a person who carries on in the path of Allah Ta'ala like this way, the nas, the very delicate ways of the chair, a person just goes through it and a person bears it. Then Hazrat says that in the sirah of now you will be annihilated. All that pride, that annihilation will come out of a person's heart. And now you will become also a guide towards others, towards the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So to guide others towards the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we have to become totally annihilated. And then only we will able to be on this path to guide others. But that also, that is not the object of this path. That I come here, that I need khilafat, or I want to become also a guide, a sheikh. No, I have to come here so that all this inside of mine, this ego, the self-esteem, all this must be burnt out from my life. And I must become the true humble slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Hazrat says, a person who has come with this intention, and in this way he comes for his majalis and regularly follows the teachings of his sheikh, then what you will see the reality of such person, deka usi kufaize manzil suluk me, jo manzil majaz se bilkul juda huye. That such people you see in the path, in the station of suluk. Suluk is that path you treading towards the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Such people have become successful. But people who have always got objections, or people who want to give their excuses, then it is very difficult that they will become successful in this path. Allah Ta'ala save me first and give us this reality. Then Hazrat explained, when you got this reality, now you will see this person will be such, jo manzil majaz se bilkul juda huye. Now you will be totally separated from all the other stations of illicit love affairs, of artificial enjoyments, etc. Now automatically your heart will be disinclined. That won't be your stations anymore. Sports is totally out of the question. All are even permissible things, that is not your station anymore. Now your station is towards the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. You enjoy the company of the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then a person, how he was able to tread through all the fitnas of life. Pala para hai, jo jinku talatum ki maut se, gumra kashtiyo ke wahi na khuda huye. That a person now who has been nurtured in the company of the friends of Allah, and now he has got the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, such a person will go through all the waves of the storms of fitna that will come to him in every direction. And it doesn't mean that as a person treads the path of the love of Allah, you won't be tested. Lot of tests will come to such a person, but a person will able to pass through all these waves. And a person will be conscious about all the tests that come to him. And such a person now, he will be the pilot of those ships that are going astray. And today we see, as our Dada Shaykh explained, that the ship of the Ummah is being wrecked. But how will it be saved? Yet we see the friends of Allah, they teach us that to tread the path of the love of Allah, there's only one way, the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why so beautifully our Dada Shaykh explained that our tasawuf is not a made up tasawuf. Is a tasawuf that is totally in conformity to the shariat of Allah Rabbul Izzat that was taught by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can't make enough shukr that we have got such mashayikh in our midst in this time and age. We just have to hold firm on them, and we'll see, we'll be guided towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Hazrat explains, when you do this, now when Allah Ta'ala, your Shaykh allows you and tells you now, you also say something, then Allah Ta'ala will put the effect of that love that is in the heart, that will now come on the tongue. And Hazrat says, Takreer mein agar nahi shamil hai dard-e-dil, sada sada ke saad bhi, wo be sada hua. That if a person doesn't go through the cause of gaining the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that person, if he wants to give bayan and stand on the minbar, he might be a very great orator. He might be a very great sheikh of the time. But the love of Allah still hasn't entered that heart. Then Hazrat says that although that bayan will sound very splendid, it will be very prolific, whatever they may say, very eloquent, but it won't affect the hearts of anybody. It will be as if it was a very magnificent bayan, but it had no effect in it. Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, the reality, as Allah Akbar, Hakimul Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, a sheikh of his time, what a pious personality. But Hazrat also teaches us and says, that before I got connected to my Shaykh Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi, when I used to sit on the minbar and I used to give bayan, I seemed as if I used to be shaking. The minbar also used to be shaking, but the hearts of people never used to be affected. But when I sat in the company of my Shaykh, and the love of Allah started penetrating my heart, and then through the barakat of my Shaykh and through the barakat of this love of Allah, when I started giving bayan, very cool and calm. I used to sit at ease. The minbar never used to shake, but the hearts of people used to have an earthquake. And people became the lovers of Allah, and great pious scholars came in the company of Hazrat. And for this Hazrat explains, Rai wafa me ah, jo fani na ho sake, kehla ke ba khuda bhi, na wo ba khuda huye. In the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is called Rai Fana. To get Allah in the heart, we have to annihilate all that ego of ourselves, that I am somebody. And we don't realize, this thing gets very, in the deep crevices of the heart, the germs come into it. And only with the barakat and with the company of the friends of Allah, with following our mashayikh, our sheikh, and following that prescription, explaining our conditions regularly, then slowly the spanaya that will come in a person. A person will realize that I'm full of pride and I'm full of, I just want name and fame. If a person has got this, Hazrat says that you can never become connected to Allah. People will outwardly also say, hey, this is a pious person, but we'll be living in a dream world. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that we should realize this reality, that to get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat, we have to become the true slaves of Allah. And we see Allahu Akbar. Now, our great Shaykh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that from Kaaba Sharif, you'll get the tajalli of uluhiyat, where Allah's special focus is descending. You must beg Allah that, oh Allah, let that special nur of your wahdaniyat, that the oneness of Allah should penetrate my heart. And it is from the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the tajalli of abdiyat, that to become the true slave of Allah, then only Allah will come in the heart. Then only a person will learn to become loyal servant of Allah. And Hazrat then finally mentioned, اہلِ جنو کے صحبتِ اکثر جنہیں ملی اہلِ خیرت کو دیکھا کہ ان پر فدا ہوئے. That the person who took up the spot and sat in the company of those people who are so-called mad people, that those people today, as Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, a time will come in the ummah that the good will be regarded as bad and the bad will be regarded as good. Today the people that are madly in love with Allah, that are following sunnah, they are labeled all orthodox, and all lot of names they are labeled. And sadly, even in good circles, they are labeled that they are very firm, they are very hard, etc. No, these are the true lovers of Allah, that are madly in love of Allah. And these are not mad people, these are people call them mad, but they are madly in love with Allah. And Hazrat says, if you adopt their company, their sohbat, then you will see, people of intelligence also will become loyal to you, and they will sacrifice their lives for you. And we see today in the company of the mashayikh how people of so-called big degrees, when they come sit in the company of the friends of Allah, they become humble, because now they learn the direction of life, that Allah has given us this life to sacrifice our life for Allah, and we beg Allah to give us His true love. Allah give us tawfiq.
حضرت والا کا کلام, میری آہ دل کے یہی ہیں منازل.
پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل, پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل جنازہ ہوا قبر میں آج داخل جنازہ ہوا قبر میں آج داخل ہوئی خاک تن آج مٹی میں شامل میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل تیرا فیض ہے صحبت شیخ کامل تیرا فیض ہے صحبت شیخ کامل ہوا سب کا دل درد نسبت کا حامل ہوا سب کا دل درد نسبت کا حامل پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل نہیں کوئی راہبر ہے راہ جنوں کا نہیں کوئی راہبر ہے راہ جنوں کا مگر سایہ صحبت شیخ کامل نہیں کوئی راہبر ہے راہ جنوں کا مگر سایہ صحبت شیخ کامل میرے دوست تو ذکر کی برکتوں سے میرے دوست تو ذکر کی برکتوں سے سکینہ ہوا دل پہ ہم سب کے نازل پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل عجب درد سے کس نے تفسیر کی ہے عجب درد سے کس نے تفسیر کی ہے کہ قرآن ہوا آج ہی جیسے نازل کہ قرآن ہوا آج ہی جیسے نازل اور خدا شیخ کو میرے رکھے سلامت آمین خدا شیخ کو میرے رکھے سلامت کہ ناقص ہوئے ان کی صحبت سے کامل کہ ناقص ہوئے جن کی صحبت سے کامل پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل یہ امید ہے تیرے لطف و کرم سے ہے امید یہ تیرے لطف و کرم سے کہ اختر بھی ہو اہل جنت میں شامل کہ اختر بھی ہے اہل جنت میں شامل پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل تیرا فیض ہے صحبت شیخ کامل ہوا سب کا دل درد نسبت کا حامل عجب درد سے کس نے تفسیر کی ہے کہ قرآن ہوا آج ہی جیسے نازل پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل میری آہ دل کے یہی ہے منازل
Just one thought that came, inshallah, we can benefit from it. Whenever we read Durood Sharif, Allah give us tawfiq to read Durood Sharif on a daily basis. And if we just make this muraqabah, we think that I'm standing in front of Rauza-e Mubarak and I'm reading Durood Sharif. Inshallah, that Durood Sharif will be completely different. So Allah give us tawfiq. We are sitting wherever we are reading our Durood, but just think we are standing in front of Rauza-e Mubarak. And with that great bonus we will also get that the guards won't push us away. As you want to, how we cherish to. That I wish I get a chance, the guards don't push me away, I can read my Durood properly. Yeah, 100% you will get there. So why don't opt for it? So Allah give us that tawfiq. And when Allah give us tawfiq of making dua, we should take out time for dua. We know what is the condition of the ummah. We need it so desperately. Khatima on Iman, afiyat, salamati, what conditions we are all going through, the ummah is going through. So if we make this muraqabah, that I'm at multaza. My hands are up at the Kaaba Sharif and I'm busy asking Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah, that dua will also have much more greater value. So Allah give us tawfiq. When we read our munajati maqbool also, just think I'm at Muroza, Multazam, and my hands are with Kaaba Sharif, and there I'm busy asking Allah Ta'ala. There also, what full time you can ask. Nobody will push you away or anything, as long as you want to. Allah give us tawfiq, and Allah give us the enjoyment of speaking. Dua is begging, crying in front of Allah Ta'ala.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. This poem was written in reunion in August 1993. The Hazrat was in reunion, and now he's speaking about Paharo ka daman, Samandar ka sahil, where the ocean, the shores of the ocean, and there's a mountain coming down at one place. So Hazrat is maybe sitting there, and the ashar came to Allah Ta'ala, inspired him with it. So he's speaking now about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is that which comes out. When a person has got that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he thinks about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which are raining down upon him at every second. And then he thinks about his weaknesses and his gunas and his sins and how he's wasted his life. And from the bottom of his heart that comes out. That what a person I am. Such a namak haram. Such a useless person. Allah's favors are pouring upon me at every single moment. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, Allah can destroy me. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, I can be taken off the surface of the earth. وَيُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness upon me, He's still showering favors. Even at the moment when I'm in the disobedience of Allah, I'm breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left, right and center. But still Allah ta'ala is sending His favors upon me. So automatically when a person ponders about this, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi says, when a person takes out some time to think about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he thinks about his weaknesses, then in between you will get a condition called haya. Shame will come into a person. A person will feel that what a useless I am. That what and what ni'mat of Allah ta'ala and how weak I am. So then the will come up from a person. Ya Allah, how I have spent my life. Oh, a person, Ya Allah, what your bounties upon me are. So then when a person thinks about these things, then he will start getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will start progressing. He will cry over his past life. In tears, a person goes very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that he's sitting now there in reunion, he was sitting maybe, and he says where that ocean is, the shore of the ocean, and the lap of the mountain coming down, and there a person is sitting and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, Janaza huwa qabr mein aaj dakhil hui, khaketan aaj mitti mein shamil. Hazrat says that we all have to leave this world one day, and one day a person's janaza will go in the qabr, and the beautiful body of a person will be of no real value. The real value of a person is the ruh of a person, the soul of a person, how much of effort a person has made on that. And in today's time, everyone in the world is worried about outward things. Outward, they want everything outside must be spot. But really the reality of a person is the inside of him. How much of effort are we making to beautify our nafs, our ruh? For example, to bring good qualities in there, the qualities of sabr, the qualities of shukr, the qualities of haya, the qualities of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the quality of qanaat and contentment, to bring these qualities and to remove all the evil qualities. A person on his body, physical body, he's got some blemishes, he's got some weaknesses, he takes creams, he applies these creams, he goes to certain doctors, I've got this problem, please remove it. I must look beautiful, I must look handsome, I must look smart. So much of effort he will make for a body which is going in the qabr and eventually will turn into dust. So much of effort he's making. And the actual thing which is on the journey from Alami Arwah, the world of souls, was our soul. Then it came in the womb of the mother. Allah Ta'ala made the body, but the body was the vehicle. And then the ruh came inside the body after that day. And then in this world also we are moving now, we are just a vehicle. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says, how foolish people are. You are going for Hajj. You never take any food for yourself, but you're only worried about feeding the horse. So all the time you're feeding the horse, and you're getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Now eventually comes, you've got the fikr and concern, but you can't move yourself. Your caravan will eventually leave you, you'll be left in the jungle. And eventually the wild animals will come and destroy you, and will finish you up. Because you've got no strength yourself, you fell off your horse. You've got no control over the horse. The horse has become nice and fat. So we are looking after our bodies in today's time, only worried about that. But that eventually will become destroyed. So, as we say, think about life in the qabr. We have to leave this world one day. And death is sufficient for a person. Kafa bil mawti wa'idhan. Death is sufficient as a nasihat and an advice for a person. If we just ponder about death, one person beautifully wrote, he says now it is last year, but now it's 2020. He says if you think about 1920, 100 years ago, and think who was in the world that time. Do we know anybody? Anybody in this gathering was even living that time? 100 years ago, there was nobody at all. And we don't even know maybe that person's name, our great-grandfather, we might know his name. Otherwise, nobody really knows. So he's gone in the cover, all that big, big buildings he might have made and the money he had, no one even knows about him today. And in 100 years' time, 2120, who will know us also? Who will be thinking about us? All the big efforts a person made, sacrifices he made, so much for dunya, all of that noise he was making and running around, and he felt no one in the world can do without me. After 100 years, no one needs him at all. And at that time, somebody says, when you're passing away, at that time, no one will think that, hey, you know what, I should have sat in my shop 5 minutes extra. I should have sat in my shop 10 minutes extra. Hey, I never make that extra million. That time is too late for a person. So, Hazrat says, think now, when a person goes in the qabr, then that beautiful body of his, which is made of sand, it joins into the sand. Then there's no value at all. So a person must make himself valuable, and that valuable is the ruh. You make islah, reform the ruh and the soul of a person. And how will a person get this? Hazrat says, there are faze suhbate shaykh kamil, huwa sabka dil dard nisbat ka hamil. Through the blessings of the suhbat and company of a shaykh kamil, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those people, the hearts of the people will become worthy of carrying the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Buzruf mentioned, that the main object of going to the wali, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not to acquire knowledge. You will definitely acquire knowledge there also. But that's not the main object. And the main object of going to sit in their company is to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything becomes easy in a person's life. Many people feel shariat is very difficult. If I have to follow the commands of Allah ta'ala, so many laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will I make it? I just call a command and this command and this command. They say just one thing you must person must bring in his life, and that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the love of Allah ta'ala comes into a person, then all the stages become very, very easy. They say the example of it is a mother. She has to wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, and now she has to change the baby and such sacrifices. So somebody comes and tells her that, you know what, this child is troubling you so much, he's crying every night, and he got colic, and now you have to wake up and breastfeed the child 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. I think you better kill the child, it's better. That person will say, ah, you're my enemy, I hate you. How can you say that? See, so much of sacrifice you're making, the child is troubling you so much. You say that I get enjoyment in the trouble. When I am looking after the child, and bathing the child, and cleaning the child, and I'm going through the sacrifice, but I get great enjoyment in that. Why? Because there's love there. So when a person has got love, a person has got love for money. It's the month of Ramadan, extremely hot, he's reading Taraweeh late at night, he wakes up for Tahajjud Namaz, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, but 7 o'clock he's ready to go to shop. Why? He got love for money. That love makes everything easy. So the object of coming to the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person has got that, then the whole of shariah will become easy for a person. Then one person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, oh Nabi of Allah, the commands of Allah are too much. Give me something I can hold firm onto, that by which I can get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it can come easy for me. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then let your tongue always be moist with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the zikr of Allah will take you to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't telling don't fulfill the commands of shariah. Now when you will get the zikr of Allah, you will get the love of Allah ta'ala, then automatically all the commands of Allah ta'ala will become easy for a person. As Mawlana Abrarul Haqtab rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, that he says it's not sufficient to have the ilm of Nabuwat only, the knowledge of Nabuwat, but you have to have the nur of Nabuwat also. The ilm of nabuwat is like the car you got. But you got no petrol inside, the car cannot move. So we need both the things. The knowledge also is very, very important. And then you put the petrol inside, the love of Allah Ta'ala, and see how the car will fly. Or the aeroplane will fly and take a person where and where. So this is why a person sits in the company of the awliya Allah, friends of Allah Ta'ala. And then Hazrat says, Nahi koi rahbar hai rahe junuka, magar saaye suhbate shaykh kamil. If you want to reach Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, don't go on your own. Very, very dangerous. You will destroy yourself. How many people, they went mad eventually, what in what path, Shaitan deceived people, left, right and center, way and way, he took them. People have funny, funny dreams, and then they start claiming that I'm a wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and I'm the Mahdi. Many, many things, and Shaitan comes to them and deceives people, and they feel now I'm somebody great. If they just had a guide above them, somebody above them who would have guided them, that yeah, this is a big deception. Don't go on this path. And you are going, Shaitan is deceiving you, and he listens. And inshallah, he would have been saved. But he felt, I'm a very intelligent person. Me, I can go, I know myself. The way Shaitan will deceive that person, because we are very weak people. Shaitan got a lot of experience. And Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, said, what a big alim he is, that he got knowledge of all the tafsir kitabs, and the hadith kitabs, and the fiqh kitabs, and all the juziyat also, he knows very, very well. So he knows he's a master. That's why he can make misguide a very big alim also. Because he's got more knowledge than him. But if we got our spiritual guide above us, somebody above us looking after us, then inshallah a person will be safe and protected. Allah give us tawfiq always, that we always stay in the saya and in the shade of the pious, in the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, Mere dosto, zikr ki barakato se, sakina hua dil pe hum sab ke nazil. Through the barakat of the zikr and the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then sakina, peace of mind, contentment has come down on our heart. Today the whole world is looking for peace of mind and contentment. And Allah bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Happiness of the heart only lies in the zikr and remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So the more a person will make zikr of Allah, connect himself to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Today unfortunately one sickness amongst people generally is, there's no qanaat, no contentment. Everyone is looking for the people above them. There's no happiness in life. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said so beautifully, وَرَضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَخْنَ النَّاسِ. If you want to be the richest person in the world, be happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given to you. So the reason for why people are so depressed in today's time, one of the main reasons is television. Besides TV being haram because of the pictures and because of all the other, many, many other harms, and the woman coming there and the music there and all of the wrong things there. Another very big harm of the television is, it has made people very sad. Because the television always gives a very high lifestyle. It shows you the best. And the Prophet said, don't ever look at the people above you, look at the people below you. So it's magazines people are reading, the media people are reading, advertising is coming, the television a person is watching, so he's seeing the people above him. That woman he is watching, his wife is never going to reach that level, because she's an actress, she's acting. In real life she's not so beautiful also. But now the picture they made of her, it looks so beautiful, but you're not happy with your wife now. My wife doesn't look so nice, I wish I got married to that lady. So that person is never happy. My car, hey, I haven't got a nice car, I've got a Chiroki. The car is alhamdulillah taking him everywhere. He's not happy with his car. That house, my house is not so nice. Look at that house, look at the things it got inside, the facilities it got there. So when people are watching these things, there's no happiness in their life. And our Akabir tell us, they have talim in the houses. You read talim, the Sahaba had this house, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had this kind of life. So we're looking at the people below us. When a person looks at it, automatically whatever he's got, he makes shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So by the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, sitting in the sohbat of the pious, ta'alim in our homes, then inshallah this contentment will come in a person's heart. And today everyone in the world is not happy. Why? Because they are looking at the people above them, other lifestyles. So I am seeing that other person's holiday, they advertise it. So everybody in the world now has to go for holiday. Whatever they see on television, it becomes a big thing. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and protect us from all of these fitnas, and especially the media. We stay far away from that. We hold firm to the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah, and there is our enjoyment of this dunya also and in akhirat also. The Hazrat says, Ajab dar se kis ne tafsir ki hai, ke Quran hua aaj hi jaise nazil. Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he wasn't so much for Buzruk. One day one person took him to the Khanqah of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he was a mufassir of Quran, a very great alim. But when he sat in the bayan of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, and the way Hazrat explained certain ayat of the Quran Sharif, he was shocked. And he said, with what pain this person said who made tafsir, that it seems that the Quran Sharif came down today only when I heard the tafsir of Mulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi. A person who has got the love of Allah Ta'ala and how he speaks of the Quran, what understanding Allah Ta'ala opens up to him is completely different. So when he heard this, he was completely shocked. And then Hazrat says, Khuda Shaykh ko meri rakhiye salamat, ke naqis huye unki sohbat se kamil. We should make dua for our mashayikh, as it comes in the Quran Sharif, Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira, to make dua for our parents. Sufyan ibn Uyainah rahmatullahi alayhi says that Allah says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah commands us to worship Allah and be good to your parents. So he says, a person who reads 5 times salat a day, فَقَدْ شَكَرَ اللَّهِ, he has made shukr and he has shown his appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a person who makes dua for his parents after every salat, then he also has made shukr to his parents. And ishkurli wa liwalidayk. Allah says, make shukr to me and your parents. He said he has made shukr. So minimum 5 times a day, we should try to make dua for our parents. That is why when we were young also, we learned the dua in our namaz. Allahumma khfirli wa liwalidayya in namaz. So at the end of namaz, a person is making dua for his parents. The sunnah dua is, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. We should read that day also, that the sunnah is always higher. But we should also try and read this dua, making dua for our parents. So after the salat, make dua for them. Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. And then Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, another tafsir of this ayat in Masail al-Suluk is mentioned. Just like how we have to make dua for our physical parents, we should make dua for our spiritual parents. So to make dua for our asatida, to make dua for our mashayikh, and those people who make dua for them regularly, they progress greatly in life. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi said, for I think 17 or 25 years, that I never ever missed out making dua for my ustad, Hamad, after every namaz. Never ever missed out making dua for my parents. How many, 25 years or something like that. So Allah give us tawfiq, we learn to make dua for our parents, our asatida, and our spiritual and our mashayikh also. So Hazrat is making dua here, that Allah keep my shaykh in a good condition, because people who are naqis, deficient, just by staying in their sohbat and company, he eventually became calm, and we saw the changes in their life, where they were and how eventually they became, just by sitting in the company of these mashayikh. So may Allah keep them, keep the shadow over us for a very long time. And then Hazrat says, Ye umeed hai tere lutf aur karam se, ki akhtar bhi ho ahle jannat mein shamil. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have got this hope through your grace and your kindness that we also will be amongst the people of Jannah, since we are not worthy of Jannah. No human being, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said nobody can enter Jannah through his own amal and actions. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu was shocked. Not even you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, not even me. Illa itaghammadani Allah bi rahmatin wa fadlin, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers me and shrouds me with his mercy and his grace. So without that, no one can enter into Jannah. So we can only hope and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely we have to do it with amal and actions. And that is a sign that Allah ta'ala wants to shower his mercy upon that person when a person is on the right path, he's doing the good actions. But then eventually we don't have pride on the other side that I have got it. I am pious now. Me, I'm going to Jannah definitely. But always we love al-imanu bayna al-raja'i wal-khawf, between hope and fear. Until we don't leave this world, no one can ever be happy and say definitely I'm successful. The day a person leaves this world, he goes in his qabr, then only a person can rejoice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the reality of these ash'ar, and especially for us to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest gift in the world. If a person makes effort in his life and that he goes on that path, I must get the love of Allah ta'ala in my life, and he starts at least slowly also, then this person is completely successful in this world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
We'll make a little bit of zikr now, and all of us, we should try and make daily zikr. Students, the main zikr is the mutala of their kitabs, studying their kitabs, etc. But together with that, even just 10 times the first kalima, la ilaha, kalima sayyiba, 10 times durood sharif, 10 times istighfar, and 10 times third kalima. It won't take long at all, but we fix a time, we do it daily, we'll get see the great, great benefit. And especially students, we must give more of our time to our studies. That is our main wazifa, to our studies, to make our mufala, to make our takrar, etc., to attend the sabaks properly, to understand. And for all of us, what is prescribed for us, 100 times la ilaha illallah, and 100 times Allah. That we should do regularly. Together with that, as much as we can, third kalima, durood sharif, istighfar, we should read that also. The zikr, if we do it regularly, this is going to take us towards Allah Ta'ala. If we are neglectful, then we lose out. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.